Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, Alec Ogletree of the New York Football Giants, and his report is brought to you by Toyota Dear Driver. Hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places. And it's also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Alec, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Alec. How are you?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
We appreciate
it. Well, what was your reaction? You know, we hear the news that Eli Manning will no longer be the starting quarterback of this team. Daniel Jones, the rookie, will be the guy starting in week three. As a veteran, as a guy who's been here a couple of years, what were your thoughts when you heard the news?
I mean, I was just as shocked as, you know, pretty much everybody else. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It's a business. They, you know, the coaches and stuff make the decisions to, you know, put guys in and take guys out. But, you know, I think, you know, hopefully he can come in and, you know, give us a lot of production. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what he does, you know. So, you know, definitely excited for him, happy for him. Glad he's, you know, going to be our quarterback. And, you know, we look forward to, you know, this week coming up to see what he brings to the table. So.
You know, Alec, we saw him play, obviously, Jones in preseason. He looked very good, but it's preseason. You go up against him in practice. So you played against him in practice with the defense, I'm sure, against Jones. What have you seen from him in practice so far, Alec?
I mean, he's gotten better each and every day, you know, that we've practiced. And like I said, preseason is preseason. But, you know, he's also continued to grow throughout the season this year. And, you know, he's been preparing, you know, I'm sure his whole time to be a starter. And, you know, there's no other way to prepare. And, you know, so like I said, we're excited for him. You know, definitely looking forward to see what he does on Sunday for us. And, you know, appreciate he'll do some really good things for us.
Do you take it as a message that this is about the future and not about this year? I mean, I'm sure as a competitor, you want to go out and win. You want to win as many games as possible and get to the playoffs. But when you hear that a rookie quarterback, as good as he may be, we'll see, and he definitely was impressive in the preseason. When you hear that a rookie quarterback is replacing a veteran quarterback, is that a bad message that maybe the priority is in 2019?
No, I think it depends on the circumstances of, you know, when that happens and the type of team you're on. You know, for us, you know, all our goals are still ahead of us. And, you know, this is not a fool. Like, we're just giving up on this season or something like that. We here to win games and, you know, we got to start this week. And, you know, we're going to prepare to win, you know, each and every game that we go out there and play. And, you know, Daniel's doing the same thing, you know. So, like I said, it's rookies play all the time. You know, granted, Eli played for, 14 years or so like that. And, you know, for Daniel to come in this year and, you know, get his opportunity to play, you know, he's going to be prepared. And, you know, that's all you can ask for him. And, like I said, this is a season that, you know, we still have high hopes for, and, you know, all our goals are still out there for us. Giants going 16-0.
Talking to Alec Ogletree of the Giants, of course, coming off the loss to Buffalo. They'll play the Bucs on Sunday in Tampa. As a veteran guy, Alec, you got a lot of young guys on his defense. I mean, whether it's Dexter Lawrence, whether it's DeAndre Baker, there's a lot of young guys here, and there's a growing pains with this defense. I mean, we've seen it, obviously, the first couple weeks. How frustrating is that for you as a veteran? You know, just, you know, because you do have young guys that are just developing right now. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you expect everybody to, you know, hold their own weight and do their job. You know, that's what you paid to do. That's why they brought you here. And, you know, the guys that we brought in, they're all capable of doing that and playing at a high level. Just a matter of, you know, us going out there and executing it at a high level. And like you said, you have growing pains as a rookie. You know, we all been there. But, you know, we had to get those guys to grow up, you know, just a little bit faster than, you know, what most people want them to do or expect them to grow You know, but those guys are going to do a lot of good things for us. And, you know, like I said, we expect them to, you know, play at a high level. It's just about, you know, us going out there executing as a whole, as a defense. And, you know, we look to do that. You know, I thought we kind of grew a little bit in the second half of the other Buffalo game. And, you know, we just got to continue to grow on that, you know, build on that. So,
with this system, is it too complicated for guys who are, you know, playing their first and second games in the NFL? Does something have to change as far as the way this defense is run?
I mean, obviously we haven't put out a good product on the first few games, you know, especially the first game and then like the first half of this last game. And, you know, we made some adjustments at halftime of you know, kind of how we wanted to attack the offense. And, you know, I thought guys responded real well. And, you know, so now it's just a matter of us going out there and, like I said, building this week during practice and you know, going into Tampa and executing the game plan. And, you know, like I said, Coach, I think our coach is going to do a great job of, you know, putting us in the right position to make those plays. It's just up to us to go out there and execute them. So,
what'd you think of the and to me, I thought it was ridiculous. And I don't know if you would have won the game anyway, but what'd you think about the ridiculous penalty on Dexter Lawrence that cost you guys, that wound up costing you guys, instead of a field goal, a touchdown there in the second half on Sunday? Because I thought that was as absurd a call as you can make. What are your thoughts
on
that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough call. I mean, the refs, they're there to make a call, and they made a call. We just got to, you know, for us, it's about us not putting ourselves in that situation to even be down there for them to kick that field goal. You know, we had a third and long that we could have got off the field, and, you know, we would have never been in that situation for that to happen. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things you can look back and say, oh, he missed his call. The ref missed calls all the time, you know. But, you know, for us, it's doing our job. And like I said, we had an opportunity to get off the field, you know, a few times on that drive before that even got to that point of making that call. You know, you hate to see that. You hate to see a call like that when, you know it's not a penalty. But, hey, if we did our job, you know, earlier in that drive and got off the field, would have never had to be in that situation. So,
talking to Alec Ogletree of the Giants, were you annoyed at all by Janoris Jenkins' comments? Kind of, I know he said he wasn't blaming the pass rush, but I think in his honest answer, it came across that way, that it's tough to cover a guy for 10 seconds. Did you take that badly? What was your thoughts on that comment?
No, I mean, we didn't take it badly. We took it as, you know, he said what he felt about the play. You know, obviously you don't get the whole story of, you know, what was asked and, you know, how it went down, you know, but, you know, we talked about it. And, you know, I've played with Janoris before, and I know he wouldn't throw anybody under the bus. And you know, we all still respect each other, and we know that we all out there trying to give our best and you know, play at a high level and win games. So, you know, it's just, for us, it's just about us, you know, continuing just to grow as a defense and, you know, making sure we, you know, make those plays when the time comes for us to, you know, do that.
Not that there's any issues here, but you've been in the league for 7 years. Is that sometimes a cause for discourse when a team is struggling, that maybe, especially when you got 53 guys in a locker room, where guys come apart when losing occurs? Has that been something you've ever faced in locker rooms over the last 7 years of your career?
I mean, yeah, you can see how it could definitely destroy a team, you know, when you don't win. You know, winning, we're just talking about this today, you know, winning is the secret, but it's not really a secret. You win, a lot of things, you know, you don't really hear about or feel that, have that feeling. So, you know, for us, it's about, you know, getting those wins and, you know, but also we have to, you know, practice well. We have to, you know, do what we need to do during the week and then go out there on Sunday and execute, you know, at a high level to get those wins. So, you know, it's one of those things of, you know, being up here in New York, you know, it's a lot of media and stuff that, you know, can take your words and turn them into something else that you weren't really trying to, you know, portray. But, you know, like I said, you also have to be mindful of what you say, you know, because once you say it, it's out there and, you know, people are entitled to take it however they want to take it. And, you know, so we, like I said, we just got to focus on, you know, our plan and our execution of, you know, the game plan. So, If we do that, we'll be just fine.
All right, how about Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buck offense that you're going to see this Sunday?
Yeah, I mean they got a high powered offense that can put up points with the best of them. Granted they haven't won a lot of games, but they came off a Thursday night win against Carolina, I believe the last one,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
And so they did some things well in that game there. I'm sure they would, like to continue to do, and they saw some stuff on us on film that they may feel like they can attack. You said we respect them. Got a good quarterback, run the game, and they can also throw the ball up in the air too. So, for us, it's a nice challenge for us to go against them, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
I'm curious, when a big story like this breaks, okay, you're going to Daniel Jones, how do you find out? Does the coaching staff mm-hmm. tell you? Does somebody text you? Like, how do you get that information?
We find out just like how everybody else finds out. And, like I said, the coaches, they're there to make the decision about the personnel and who plays and who doesn't play. For us, as players, when your number's called, we need you there to step up and do your part to help us win games. And we expect nothing less from Daniel, and to step up and do his part. And like I said, he's been preparing well each and every week, and we look forward to, like I said, seeing what he's going to do, seeing him play on Sunday. Like I said, we're definitely confident in him and his ability to play this game. And like I said, we'll see you on Sunday.
Alec, we appreciate you coming on, and good luck on Sunday, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
We'll talk to you as the year goes on. Alec Ogletree of the Giants.
And his report was brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.